WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Describing a three U.S. strikes on Iranian nuclear facilities, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said,
"It was an incredible and overwhelming success."
And General Dan Kane, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters of that same Pentagon briefing,
"This mission demonstrates the unmatched reach, coordination, and capability of the United States military. In just a matter of weeks, this went from strategic planning to global execution."
They said the bombing was not about regime change and that the strikes involved B-2 bombers in their longest mission since 2001, deploying more than a dozen bunker buster bombs and more than two dozen Tomahawk missiles launched from a U.S. submarine. President Trump said last night,
"Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier."
This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman. A new effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities. Judith Ruiz Branch has more.
A joint effort is helping Wisconsin farmers protect water quality in their communities by learning more about how to prevent manure and fertilizer spills and runoff. The Nutrient Management Farmer Education Program is a collaboration across six counties in northern Wisconsin with partners from the University of Wisconsin, technical colleges, and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. It helps farmers properly manage manure and fertilizer applications to optimize crop growth while protecting water sources. Athens dairy farmer Wayne Gajewski says one of the biggest benefits is the collaborative aspect, where farmers learn as much from the instructors as they do from each other.
"I think it's a win-win. It's good for farmers, it's good for the environment, and it's good for the public in general, because farmers are trying to be as efficient as they can and, you know, without polluting or doing any harm to the environment."
State law requires farmers to develop and follow nutrient management plans to minimize their environmental impact. Gajewski says the training enables them to create these plans independently, reducing reliance on potentially costly external services. Kirk Langfoss is a conservation analyst with Marathon County. He says the grants allow them to offer incentives to farmers and help cover their tuition.
"They can get up to $750 reimbursement on soil testing. They can get payments to do manure testing. They commit to between 8 and 12 hours a year when it comes to the class, so it reimburses them for their time."
Agriculture spills have been prevalent across Wisconsin, with one reported last month in Monroe County. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shali Pittman.
Connington to stay in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA Bucks guard Pat Connington has picked up his player option, meaning he chooses to play out the final year of his contract with the Bucks rather than become a free agent. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel says the 32-year-old will be back for his seventh season with the Bucks, making just over $9 million. NFL, now that Jaire Alexander is with the Baltimore Ravens, would the Packers bring back defensive back Rasul Douglas? The 30-year-old telling a fan on Twitter he doubts it. The Packers traded Douglas to the Bills back in 2023. Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series today in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night, they're back home against the Pirates. The Crew won 17-6 Friday night and again 9-0 yesterday with 30 hits and no home runs. Pat Murphy on the Brewers batters chipping away at the plate.
"Yeah, I love it. We're being little woodpeckers and probably should get in the weight room. Yeah, I like homers. Yeah, I like homers a lot. So let's make no mistake about it."
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Heat advisory in effect until late Monday. We'll see plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-90s. That could challenge record highs for today. Our heat index near 105. Gusty southwest winds. Upper 70s and mostly clear tonight. More heat Monday. Currently 80 degrees.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll talk with Brittany Merlot about this crazy midsummer weather and some racing talk straight from the pits. Mino and the Mayor, join us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Best audience anywhere, because you get it. How we step into summer, huh? How long has it been? We'll dig deep and see if we can find a few memories of those golden summer, huh? And summer night. See if this works. What was it? The beach? The picnics. Oh, wait. The outdoor movies. Yeah. Yeah, the outdoor movies. That music in the intermission. And those hokey commercials. Between movies. Here's Diana Trask.
It's a big, wide, wonderful world you live in. When you're in love, you're a master of all you survey. You're a gaze at applause. There's a brave new star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero, a Nero, a Apollo. Turkish delight, you're in heaven.
Leroy Holmes. It's a personal favorite. That was an uncharted 45. Here's Edie Gourmet.
They call me Coquette and Mademoiselle, and I must admit I like it quite well. It's something to be the darling of all. La grande femme fatale, the belle of the ball. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person I'd rather be. I love what I do, I love what I see. But where is that schoolgirl that you sitting around, we often recall the laugh of the year, the night of them all. The blonde who was so attractive that year, some opening night that made us all cheer. Now sometimes I drink too much with the crowd, and sometimes I talk a little too loud. My head trees where vests of applique, dresses of shantan. Only yesterday, when the world was young, just a dream ago, when the
Edie wrote that. Music and lyrics. The music of the stars, the Ames Brothers next. Music about trees, huh?
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by and tree, I see, I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eyes, the day
further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me.
By that tree,
MGM Studio Orchestra. Here's Nat Cole.
They say in Rain Tree County there's a tree bright with blossoms of gold, but you will find the Rain Tree's estate of the mind are a dream to enfold. It was there one day with the buds of early May that you came like a flame from the south. And I looked into eyes of periwinkle blue, and I knew, then I knew, I'd love you in Rain Tree County, and I'd find what we all seek to know. We shared the golden dream when we found our true love in Rain Tree long ago. For the brave who dare, there's a rain tree everywhere. We who dreamed found it so long ago.
Johnny Green wrote that brilliant piece of music. The picture, 1957, pretty much forgotten today. Liz Taylor, Montgomery Clift, but that music by Johnny Green of MGM. Hey, my favorite memories of summer, I gotta tell
you. Full meal. At our refreshment center, you'll find a large variety of goodies to satisfy your hunger, your thirst, or your sweet tooth. So hurry, hurry, hurry. Visit our refreshment center now. The show starts in 5 minutes. The show starts in 4 minutes.
Then there's a drive-in movie full of juicy people. Wow! It's a trap!
A pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. The exclusive aluminum-lined ashtray top means not an ash falls on the dash. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard. No more sleepless nights or mosquito bites. Pick is harmless to children and pets, too.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just light Pick and see what I mean? Bye.
Pick is on sale at the refreshment stand now.
Show starts in 3 minutes. The show starts in 2 minutes. Show starts in 1 minute.
Theater. We have a wonderful evening's entertainment lined up for you, one that will provide several hours of pleasurable relaxation and diversion for you and your family. Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves. Don't forget to visit our refreshment center during the intermission or any time. You love the tasty array of snacks we have to offer. So will the youngsters. Everything is quality and so good. We hope you'll make this a weekly visit. Bring the family. Bring your friends. There are always wonderful new pictures to see, delightful snacks to nibble, a gay, pleasant evening for all. Oh, a word of caution. Don't drive over 10 miles an hour in the theater area for your safety's sake. And Mom or Pop, go with the kids when they leave the car. We hope you have a wonderful time. Come back soon.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat. The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Here's Ella. The music of the stars. Together. It's like watching a painting with the colors running across your mind. Oh, I was telling you about drive-in music, and it's largely written by one guy named Eric Coates. I shouldn't say named. Obviously, it's his name. Almost diminishes him when I say that. That's not my intention. The idea of his music, and there's a name for it. No, it's not drive-in music. Although we call it that, don't we? It's called light music, and more accurately, British light music. Pretty much the first half of the 20th century. A lot of people did. Countless composers. This music was, waltzes, marches, serenades, fantasies. Eric Coates, that name, the master composer. He wrote 160 of these. Here's one. I wanted you to hear a little music of Eric Coates. Now, I've featured him, but not anywhere near enough. Eric Coates. Music for a summertime.
Thank you.
Star, music of Eric Coates. What a guy. I've got all his albums, 164 songs. Now, Eric, he had a thought, and I thought I'd pass it along. The guy loves summer, too. He had an autobiography, and I have to get a copy, and I'm still putting it off. The name of the autobiography, Sweet in Four Movements. He said, these memories of my early youth cause in me a feeling of nostalgia, which brings in its train a drowsy desire to take my leave of noisy streets and go to the place which I used to know as my home. But I know full well that, however persistently I travel those highways in search of the romance that once lingered there, my quest would only be doomed to disappointment. Wow, you'd never know that from his music, would you?
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer. Just fill your basket full of sandwiches and wieners. Then lock the house up, now you're set. And on the beach you'll see the girls in their bikinis. As cute as ever, but they never get them wet. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Dust off the sun and moon and sing a song of cheer.
Don't have to tell a girl and fella about a drive-in or some romantic movie scene. Why, from the moment that those lovers start arriving, you'll see more kissing in the car than on the screen. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here. You'll wish that summer could always be here.
Here's Jack Jones.
Those leafy lanes we walked through, hand in hand. The lazy beach where we just tanned and tanned. They're gone just like the lovely plans we planned. Summertime promises, that's all. The Ferris wheel that took us to the moon has brought us back to Earth too soon, too soon. What we called love, I guess, was only June. Summertime promises, that's all. Only fools trust in holiday romances. Only fools cling to summer souvenirs. We were fools, and like fools we took our chances. It was the loveliest summer in years. It's over, still it seems like yesterday. You said you'd care forever, come what may. I'm still in love with you, but like they say, summertime promises, summertime promises seldom come true. In the fall.
Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Kahn, for Jack Jones. Pat Boone.
For the fair, lockers and swipes, all American types. Proud is the crowd to be there.
Up in the sky, my love and I, zugging our Ferris wheel chair. Look at the wonder below us unfurled, sitting right here up on top of the world. If you are wondering where, jokes are the snappiest, kids are the happiest. Come to the Bentonville Fair, the wonderful Bentonville Fair.
Girls in Bentonville, mine is the cutest by far. Dressed up in pink, it's a cinch they will think I'm out with a Hollywood star.
Oh, and a bell, a carousel, riding a make-believe mare. Look at the joy that this jockey has found, stealing a kiss on the merry-go-round.
If you are wondering, wondering where, horses are raceable, trotters are paceable,
bonnets are laceable,
girls are embraceable. Come to the Bentonville Fair,
a wonderful Bentonville Fair.
Sammy Thane, Paul Francis Webster.
Hurry, light this way. On this great, big, gigantic, colossal midway, as a special added attraction, and it's only good today. Every sailor, boy, and cutie comes in free and saves a day.
This is from Abbott and Costello in Hollywood.
And to the Air Corps, you'll find scenes that make the air more fun. Fun along. Those who wear a sailor suit can join the fun and nail one cue and have lots of fun on the midway. And those from the north or from the south must never be down in the mouth. Just come, don't let this hum drum world get you down. It's a treat to be around the fun on the wonderful.
It's fun along the midway.
Step inside, he never fakes it.
There's a ride that really makes it fun on the wonderful midway.
If you come and play a game of dodge-em,
take a good aim and dislodge him. Come, don't let this hard-drawn world get you down. It's a treat to be around the fun on the wonderful.
Find a reason, any time's a shooting season.
Bang, bang, bang!
But along the midway,
if you're feeling free and easy,
and you'd like to see a teasy day,
of taking a chance on the midway.
Won't wear a parachute the day you care to dare, shoot the shoot.
There's not a care there.
You'll say it's grand, so come let your chest expand. It's fun on the wonderful midway.
If you haven't found a cozy place to ring around the rosy con, you'll find it on the midway. Look apprehensive, pull the trigger.
How expensive can a cigarette ever get on the midway?
All you lads who fill the Navy, don't you wait until old Davy Jones makes all your boneses. Joneses, don't be a dunce.
We are only young but once.
Have fun on the wonderful midway.
That was Bob Hames. Now, his real name is Bob Hames. He used the name Bob Stanton, but it's Dick Hames' brother. The guy was a brilliant composer. Didn't want to overshadow his big bro, you know. Rodgers and Hammerstein, stand by for news, and the news is big.
Hurry, 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 come right this way and recognize the And this year it's faster and faster. And give you the wine for the wine. 15 minutes. 5 cents. Oh, buy a little something. Oh, buy a bike.
Get in line.
Every time it's a ride.
The music of the stars. Now we pause for CBS News. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. On most of our Civic Media Radio affiliates, good morning, happy summer. Ha-ha, I'm your host, Lou Regani. Grab that brass ring.
Is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. U.S. B-2 bombers flew their longest mission since 2001 and dropped 14 bunker buster bombs on Iranian nuclear sites. Three sites were hit in total. President Trump called the mission a success. ABC chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl speaking today with Vice President J.D. Vance.
The big question is, the United States now at war with Iran?
No, we're not at war with Iran, John. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
But the extent of the damage still not clear, as General Dan Kane, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today at the Pentagon.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
Iran's foreign minister says Iran has the right to retaliate. This is ABC News.